JD's Heroes.
So it's time for another JD Hero. Don't forget, nominate someone special in your life at freeradio.co.uk. Now that's what Oksana from Nuneaton has done. You're nominating, is it your friend Diane?
Oh yes.
So tell me all about Diane and why she deserves to be surprised on JD's Heroes.
Okay, I got to know Diane when we first moved into Nuneaton through my daughter being entrepreneur and used to babysit for Diane. Then sadly, her partner moved away and left her with four children, all under the age of sort of eight, and she had to bring these up. Things took a worse and she had to sort of move out of Nuneaton and move to Tamworth, but our friendship still continued. Thankfully, she met a lovely guy called Andy who took on her four children and they got married and proceeded to have another three children. Curtis was their first, who was born a healthy little boy, but in 6 months he got a viral infection and he was in the Birmingham Children's Hospital for, I think, nearly a year. His chances of surviving were pretty slim, and if he did, he'd be virtually a cabbage, if for want of a better word. But anyway, Curtis defied all odds and became an autistic child. Diane proceeded to have two more children, and Oliver's the youngest, and he's Down syndrome. So she's got her hands cut out.
Wow, that's an understatement, isn't it?
They moved away because of Andy's job, and they were living in Wiltshire when Curtis fell over when he was playing, and he was taken into hospital to have a hip operation, but sadly died in hospital.
Oh my God.
That sort of brought Diane in touch with me, and we went to the funeral, and this is where I'm filling up because I wasn't there to support her.
Oh, don't you know what? You can't
be there 24/7.
Be there 24/7. She'd moved away. You're obviously a fantastic friend because of what you're doing now. You've nominated her for this, so don't put yourself through that.
You know, she's done a sterling job to bring all her children up.
Oh. Yeah.
She's moved back to Wiltshire, but now she's a full-time carer for her elderly sick mom. But in the interim, Diane never told me that she was battling breast cancer.
Oh,
this is where I really feel I haven't been a friend. She's had to take the two little ones for her chemo while the nurses looked after them, drive to Bristol and drive all the way back. Never ever asked for any help.
But the thing is, you can't say that you haven't been there for her when, you know, she obviously didn't tell people that she was suffering from this illness, and there's absolutely nothing that you could have done to make it any better for her. She wanted to just do all that on her own. She's obviously a very strong woman.
Oh, she is. She's never asked for help. You never hear her moan. And then 5 years ago, unfortunately, I unexpectedly lost my husband, and I phoned Diane. And on the Thursday, as I was burying him on the Saturday, she came on the Thursday, leaving Oliver with her husband. And then she stayed on the Friday, which I expected her to go back, but she didn't. She stayed because she knew I'd need somebody, and stayed until the Saturday. First year was very difficult for me because my husband actually passed away on Mothering Sunday.
Mm.
So on Mothering Sunday, she said, come down, and her and Andy and the children looked after me. My daughter ordered some flowers and everything, but Courtney and Oliver made me breakfast and brought it up. Now she's caring after a full-time mother who is very ill as well. And obviously, Diane's had two breast operations and they've gone wrong. She had an infection, so they can't do much. But you never, ever hear her moan. One of her daughters is getting married, Kelly. Her other daughter's pregnant. And she's there for them. She's always there for everybody. And she's always been there for me.
Do you know what? I think we all need a breather.
Yeah.
Because I'm in tears. Right, Oksana, we're going to play a song and then we're going to try and put a smile on your friend Diane's face. I've got a lovely surprise that I've set up for her.
Thank you.
JD's Heroes, a very, very emotional one this morning. We needed that song to kind of get our thoughts back together. A very deserving person, Diane, isn't she? Oksana, you've made the nomination. Where is Diane at the moment?
Well, I'm hoping she's at home because I've made her rearrange an optician's appointment.
what was your cover story?
Yeah, what did you say?
I just said, I need to speak to you and I'll be calling you at 10 o'clock, so can you just please rearrange your appointment? And she went, this is ominous. Do I need to look good? And I went, no, just be yourself.
Aww.
Right. So I want you to say hello, ask her how she is, and then say, I've got someone that wants to talk to you. It's my mate JD and I will butt in. Okay. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi Diane.
Hiya.
Hiya, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
So you've been a busy little bee then?
Yeah. Oh yeah, weddings, christening things, and yes, everything.
And how's your mum?
Yeah, she's not too bad, a lot better this week.
Right, I've got somebody that wants to talk to you, Diane. Are you looking your best?
Yes.
Diane?
Hello.
Hi, my name's JD. I'm joined by Roisin here as well.
Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Your friend has nominated you to be a JD hero.
Oh, that's lovely.
Now, we've just had a very emotional catch-up with Oksana, who talked us through what you've been through. And I think one of the main things that we got from your best friend is she feels so guilty and feels bad that she wasn't there for you through some of the hardest times that you've been through.
Oh,
I tell you what, Oksana, do you want to say